Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into the very first episode for 2023. It's not too late to say Happy New Year's, is it? Oh well, I want to say Happy New Year and wish you all health, wealth, and good times this year. I know it seems kind of late to publish a Happy New Year podcast, but this is the first time I've ever had such a hard time thinking of what I wanted to say in my message. It's not because 2022 was a completely bad year. It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't all bad. 2022 was one of those years that I made a very conscious effort to make some changes in my life. I was coming out of a very dark place in 2021, and I wanted to enjoy life instead of sit back and watch it pass me by. I tried to be a bit more present with my friends and family, not really big on making phone calls, and believe me, my friends can totally attest to that, but I do like to check in from time to time. I also enjoyed spending time with my nephew. I didn't get to spend as much time with my nephew as I wanted, but I'm always grateful to see his beautiful face. My nephew is literally one of the coolest people I know. I know he's just a kid, but he's incredible. Yes, I'm that doting aunt. I love creating memories with him so that when he's older, he can look back at all the fun times we shared. I love seeing how much he's grown and matured, and I love witnessing how truly loving he can be. I know my brother would be proud. So I still say that I will say that 2022 was mostly about my personal growth and trying to take care of my mental well-being. One of the things I learned was to forgive. I'm a Taurus, and I'm a stubborn woman. And forgiving really isn't something that comes very easy to me. I started the work to make amends with a family member this year, and believe me, it was not a simple task. I still have some residual anger, but after hearing an episode on forgiveness on Oprah's Super Soul podcast, I knew it was time to forgive. I realized the anger that I was holding on to wasn't really serving me, wasn't making me any happier, so it was better to release it. Not saying I plan on forgiving everyone that has wronged me, I still got some growing to do, but starting off with this one person was a step in the right direction. I also learned that I have no time for toxic relationships. It could be friendships, romantic relationships, social media relationships. Even family, I don't need it, nor do I tolerate it in my life. So lastly, 2022 taught me that I need to believe in myself. I struggle with imposter syndrome like most creatives. I know I'm creative, but when I have to sell and promote myself, I get nervous. In 2022, I had to get over that real quick and tackle artistic projects. The result? Amazing. I was really proud that I jumped out of my comfort zone and collaborated with a bunch of awesome people. I really want to thank them all for believing in me and loving my work. So those were my highlights for the year. Actually, there's one more thing. I need to thank the Toronto Guardian for spotlighting me in their online publication. They spoke about my podcast, my life as a writer and blogger. That was pretty awesome, y'all. So what was your favorite thing about 2022? What are you looking forward to in 2023? For me, what I'm looking forward to is receiving more writing opportunities, more collaborations, exploring new topics on my podcast, and having more fun, and of course, baking more. Hashtag, I'm a foodie. So that's it, fam. That's it. That's my message. Thanks again for listening to the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to the shows on my blog at wordswithmichelle.com. If you have any questions or you'd like to provide a comment or feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. You can also email me if you're interested in having commercial spots on my podcast. Thanks again for listening to the show, and until next time, bye.